Gesicht.
Lass bitte das Gesicht. Let's get the buzzer beater down. Welcome to another episode of the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I am your host, CZ Ray, and as usual, I'm not alone. I'm joined by my brethren, Bilo Mike Just and Prince Grace. What's going on, gents?
Hey man, I'm just happy it's a long weekend. But yo, CZ, please just tell your friend that we're meant to be.
Ah, don't start that.
I love that. Yeah.
Relax,
be, bro. Just say that. I beg. What's the worst that could happen?
Yo, there's a lot. Well, there's a lot that could happen, bro.
Literally. A lot could unravel, bro.
You know what? Y'all are just haters, man. I want to see the boy shine. But aside, how you doing, guys?
Hey, I'm all right, man. Just, you know, trying to fight the cold and survive the winter. You know, that's pretty much it.
That's all. Joburg winters are tough. I forgot about those. Hey, Cape Town, not too bad.
It's freezing, bro. But hey, bro, we move.
Yeah, welcome back, gents. Or shall I say, I'm back. I wasn't here last time.
Yeah.
But I'm back. Absent. Don't worry, I'm back.
Yeah, you know what, guys? Like, the three man is always there. It's just, you know, other niggas take leave when they want. Luckily, it's a long weekend now, so we can catch the bra.
Hey, dog, I was on the eighth, bro. I was doing a world tour, guys. Sorry. I was on the road, man. on the road.
Big
but I'm back. We had to come back. It's a big one today. So, you know, we had to make sure that everyone is here. Today, everybody, we are going to be reviewing a project by one of the best to come out of this country, man. Someone who's been in the game for, I guess you could say, 2 decades now at this point. Questa is back with a brand new album. Well, I guess by the time this comes out, it will be in a couple of months, so, but still, a new album nonetheless, and it is called Big Bro Theory. We've spoken about Questa before on the show multiple times. We did a review on his last project as well, so yeah, we're familiar. Our audience is also familiar with our stance and our thoughts on the big bro himself. So let's get into it, man. What were you guys' initial thoughts going into this one? Because it's been a while since he put out like a body of work, and a lot has happened in the game since then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just curious, how were you guys feeling going into this one? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, man, I think the last project by Questa himself was the one that we reviewed, that got Guluva, or it was that project, no? Yeah, so I think ever since, like, we obviously made our opinions known and whatever, there's a review episode, so if you want to go give that a listen, go do that. But I think with this project here, I don't know what my expectations really were. I didn't really have much set out. I think I was just genuinely curious to see what could come from it, because I think, you know, one of the interesting things when it comes to listening to your artists, like your favorite artists now, because, you know, we can say Questa, all these bras, we you know, for me personally, grew up listening to them. And I think I'm in that phase now where, like, all the artists that you kind of grew up listening to are now the old heads, even from an international perspective, like your Drakes, your Kendricks, whatever it is. So it's like the music, ultimately, it's like, I know your talent, I know your capability, I know what you're capable of. Now it's just about, where is your head at? And I think these projects can be either one of two things, right? Either it's like very refreshing, because, you know, as artists get older, they want to be more experimental, do things that they never had the chance to do, or it's just, you know, a continuation to some extent. So based on the last project that we reviewed, I think I was more so just interested to see what could come out of it. And yeah, man, I think I really, really like this project, bro. Project title Brick Bro Theory, and this genuinely does sound like a project that's given to you by an OG. I think Questa really, in some tracks like Au Contraire and all these other tracks where you felt like that old Questa come back, but like, I don't know, just it literally felt like a project that fits in for who Questa is in the game, in terms of, you know, the fact that he's an OG, and also just the product itself, I think was genuinely quality. I really, really liked it. I think it fits well into the space or where we're kind of at when it comes to music as well. Facts. So yeah, good project.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely think that this project is something of a, you know, it's like, I wouldn't say it's, you know, like it's, I would prefer it more than the last album, I would say, just because this one, I feel like, I don't know, he hits the concept that he's reaching for more, like on the head, like he hits the nail on the head more with this. And I think just the way he sets up this album, you know, from Questa, we're always going to get bars, we're always going to get delivery, we're always going to get crazy verses, and it's nice to get that. That is always a given. Like C said, is one of the best in this country when it comes to that. But it was nice to see him kind of get more into a conceptual bag and really deliver with that. So I like the idea, I like the concept, I like that he's sort of affirming his place as an OG, as Mpilo said, like, you know, he's now elevated to that level of the game where he's the guy, you know, where the youngers are looking up to. And I think this is a good, like, way to cement yourself and showcase that, hey, bro, I'm still here, I still got it. And yeah, I enjoyed this for sure.
I was having a moment a few weeks ago, because, you know, we've got, like, the new sound right now that's hitting the hip-hop scene, where, like, these new youngers are taking, like, old, especially, like, house songs, and, like, they're sampling them and repurposing them into, like, this new sound that you guys are familiar with at this point. And I was just thinking about how, like, so much of the game has changed sonically. And I was thinking back to, I was listening to Fresh to Death, actually, by Les. You know, like, that album was so crazy to me. And it was a crazy time in general in SA hip-hop.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Even listening to Questa, you know, remember that song Flavor, which was like crazy back then. Dark. Like,
yo,
it's a different time now. He's a different artist, completely different artist now. And so, yeah, it's just, I was having those thoughts, and I was thinking to myself, I wonder what direction he's gonna take with Big Bro Theory. And I was trying to, like, figure out, I wonder where he sees himself fitting in to the game at this point, because he's been around for so many seasons, he's seen so many chapters of this game. And a lot of the time, what happens when you're OG, sometimes, you know, you get to a point where you don't know where you fit in anymore, and you end up making all kinds of unnecessary and weird creative decisions. We've seen this before with a lot of rappers, especially when they want to, you know, stay young, they want to
stay,
you know,
hip,
appeal to, yeah, the youngers, man. And they end up doing the most diabolical,
it's like,
stuff.
Hey, go home, give, old man.
And I'm just like, yeah, I'm not gonna name any names, because, you know,
yo, I was hoping, yo, I was hoping C's was on that time, like, right now.
No, I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not starting beef with anybody. I'm just saying, though, like, you know, so I was curious about that, and I'm glad that he did address some of those things on this album. But yeah, let's
but
get
wait,
into it,
before
man.
That,
the
before
intro,
that, I think one
which
thing
is,
she's just to say,
yeah,
as much, like, obviously this will probably be like an episode about nothing at some point, but the new school now, like the one that's actually starting to set now, I actually really like it. I think it's also, as you say, pulling back from, like, your old house, all this, like, it's starting to sound very authentically South African again. So yeah. Promising. Like, I think this new age of hip hop is very promising. But yeah, let's carry on.
I don't know, man. We'll clip this and we'll go back to it. We'll do the episode because I have some shit to say about that.
Hey, for Lauren, bro. Hey.
But yeah, guys, intro is, I think it's like, is it an instrumental? I can't remember. Was he rapping on that thing?
Yeah.
It was like, it sounded very dramatic and just like, you know, it was like this dramatic entrance. I'm like, oh, okay. You know? And then it goes into
Cape it, bro.
Yeah. Hey. I thought The Throne was a good opener. I like the flow that he was using on this, on the verses. And there's someone singing on this thing as well. I don't know who that person is, but whoever they are, like, they did a good job. What are you guys' thoughts on?
Hey guys, The Throne gave me those old SAVs that make you want to cramp, dog. Yeah. Nah, for real, boy. Like, nah, dog. Like, you know when it comes, I was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I was like, break it down, you know. Damn. But I think, yo, like, one thing that Dwayne's already mentioned, like, Questa and the raps in this project, I think were just solid, bro. I think The Throne was honestly like a really, really good opener. I think this really, really did set the tone for what it was. And like, yeah, man, this was just a solid performance from start to finish. Flows of fire. Very reminiscent of a time where, you know, you'd cramp on Trey while watching Trace or whatever the situation might be. But yeah, man, this is
that what you're doing?
Hey man. hey, bro. I would laugh, Chase, dog. Squad. Sometimes,
Trace
Urban had its tings, dog.
Like, yeah, there was a time Trace Urban was fire or life.
Yeah, but I'm literally doing it right now behind the mic. Anyway. But yeah, man, this is a vibe. I think it was a really good opening.
Shut up.
Yeah, man, The Throne definitely just a display of what we missed her for from the jump here. Just coming with the bars, coming with the wordplay, dope production. You know, this, I don't know if it was this song. No, I think it was the next song. But yeah, nah, the punchlines here, crazy. I think here it was just straight up, you know, what he does. He's just telling us, yo, I'm on that throne. When it comes to these bars, I'm there. So I think he displayed that nicely. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was dope.
Is this the song where he said, I got 16s that are 16 years old?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
You know, and it's just, regardless of where the game goes, what direction it goes, one thing you can never deny is this man's lyricism. Like, I think in SA, if you ever make your top 10 list or whatever, if this man's name not there, then I don't recognize it, bro. Like, I don't acknowledge your list at all. He's dropped so many fire verses, so many 16s over the years, like, and he's been doing it, like you said, you know. 16 is older than you.
Older than your age.
Older than your career at this point. You know? So...
Great. Can I say one thing, though, about this song, though?
The next song...
It also gives me, like, reminiscent vibes of, like, Pro Kid. Like, I feel like Pro Kid could have been on a track like this if he was still alive.
Like, literally the like, crown
this
thing,
gives
bro.
Me that. Exactly.
That
this is that bounce. Exactly.
What are you talking about?
I promise you.
It's that bounce. Yeah.
Hey.
Hey man, shout out.
Ish, RIP, for real, bro.
Greatest of all time, still. We got Ghost featuring Blackie Somnyama. Yeah, guys. What are we saying about this one? So, like, when this dropped, I didn't check the track list, I didn't check any of the singles. I went in blind, basically. So even when I pressed play on the album, I had no idea who was on these songs until I heard them. So this was a nice surprise for me. But yeah, what are we saying about Ghost?
Yeah, man, I think with Ghost, very refreshing on my end to hear Blackie again. I haven't heard him in a while. And obviously in the rap bag, I think, well, we do love both bags. But yeah, man, I think this was a really, really cool song as well. I think Questa here held it up for about 2 minutes 28 before Blackie came in, which I think was really, really dope.
Yeah.
Carried it. I think it could have been a bit packaged, you know, a lot shorter for me, but I still think both did well. I think when Blackie came in as well, like, it was just really cool to hear the fun flow or the fun bars as well that kind of just keep you going. But yeah, man, like, I don't know, maybe it's just because I haven't really listened to Ribby Raps in a long time as well. Like, this was refreshing to some extent, because it's not something I've really heard in a while, let's put it that way.
Yeah, man. Ish. Yeah, Questa here, I like what he did. I definitely feel like he held it down. I feel like this might have been a bit of an older song, but yeah, it was okay. There's not much I really could say on here. I would have liked to, well, actually, I think Blackie had a long verse on here, right? Like, yo, a crazy long verse. So I was about to say I would have liked to hear more from Blackie, but actually, now that I think of it, no, Blackie actually, this nigga was rapping like for two minutes, bro. You know, he got busy, and that was one of the most, like, busiest Blackie has ever gotten, bro. You know what I mean? Like, he really went in there. So shout out to Questa for getting Blackie in his bag there, like, really make him rap. You know what I'm saying? Because if we're coming to a Questa album, we need a rap. So I like that Blackie did that. So that was dope.
He started off his verse so nicely, Blackie. I'm already bogeling. Oh, like, yeah, he's going to go off. When he said, like, that's how he opened the verse. I'm already bogeling. I'm like, yeah, it's about to be a nice one. Yeah, but what I will say about Blackie, and I've given him this credit before, is that every time he does a feature for an older artist, as in someone who's been here like longer than him, it almost feels like he recognizes the moment that these are the people who paved the way, and he always brings his best. Like, I can't remember who it was we were doing last year. It may have been last year or the year prior to that, and I said the same thing. I'm like, yo, Blackie really showed up for this guy. I think maybe Patrick Lee, actually. Yeah, it was a Patrick Lee album. The song that they have called Six, I think, where Blackie just went crazy. And he's done multiple times with other artists as well. Whenever he's featured on someone's song, someone who is, you know, technically an OG to him, he puts his best foot forward all the time. And so I like that he takes it seriously when it really, really counts, you know? And of course, it doesn't get, you know, more greater than Questa. Like, that's the top. So he had to. And I'm glad he did. So shout out Blackie. Shout out Questa for the platform, of course. Ghost. And then we have, this is probably my favorite song on the album, actually. Nyaga Nyaga. Before we talk about this song, are you guys familiar with the movie Nyaga Nyaga?
I'm familiar with the phrase, but with the word itself, the movie, but not the actual movie.
Alright, cool. Boom. So years ago, this may have been like late 90s, early 2000s, there was this movie called Nyaga Nyaga. It's a black comedy. And it had these two main characters. Mshefane and Nostul. Those are the two characters. So you may have heard of the name Mshefane over the years now, because it's like, somewhere in the hood, there's a guy who's going to be called Mshefane. That name comes from that movie.
Oh, shit.
And it's like this, it's like this comedy. And it became what we call a hood classic, you know? Especially in KZN. Parts of Joburg, yes. Parts of the hoods where there were a lot of Zulu people there, definitely. But in KZN, you ask anyone who was born like in the 90s, or someone who was of age around the 90s and early 2000s, they know this movie. Classic movie. And so in this song, those clips, those audio clips that you hear, were taken from that movie. And so the whole theme of this thing is based on that movie. So with that context, when you go back and listen to the song, or I guess watch the movie first, it basically, like, it enriches the whole experience. But yeah, so I'm just, now I'm interested to hear you guys' thoughts, because you guys don't have the context of the movie. What's your thoughts on the song as just
its I can't really say what I'm feeling until I get the full context, you know what I'm saying? Because you know, especially when you put it like that, where it's just like all the sound bites, or you know, it comes from such a historical movie. I mean, you know, it comes into that whole thing where the song itself should mean a lot more. But yeah, man, I think I'll definitely go back now after this and dive a bit deeper into the context. But I think as a song, just as a song, I think this was cool, man. I thought this was just a nice pop to listen to. I wish I had the context so that I could appreciate it a bit more in that regard. But yeah, man, I thought this was a cool song.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I will say it definitely captures the essence of what you're talking about just within the song itself. Like, it feels like a very feel-good, fun song. Like, you know, it doesn't feel like something you're taking too seriously. So I definitely got that through the vibes of the song. And, you know, the production too, it was really nice, really smooth. And also you giving context to the sound bites there that they use. Like, I understand this song a bit better. But yeah, I think just how I received it initially, I enjoyed it. So yeah, I think they did a great job with it.
I probably would have, if I'm like the executive producer or the A&R, I'm pushing this as the single on the album. It just has that appeal, because like I said, a lot of Questa's fans are people who are at that age where they would know something like that. And so I think it would connect with the audience across the country. Give it that, you know, that nostalgic feel. Press the nostalgia button, you know? And it's a feel-good song, like you guys said. You're not breaking down bars and, like, you know, racking your brain trying to unpack triple entendres and quadruple entendres in this one. It's just a fun hip-hop song. So I would love to see it as a single at some point. And then we have Contra.
Yeah.
Featuring X, dude, Kid X. What a pleasant surprise on my end. This was, yeah, guys, what are your thoughts on Contra?
I went like, guys, yeah, this is my favorite song, I think, from this project. Like, amount of times I've spun this track, I think, firstly, from an instrumental perspective, love the beat, bro. I think that's why I love this project, is just how Questa in this era is still making us dig back in terms of the bag. Like, you see now, just coming from the song that we've just listened to, and like all these nostalgic feels, but also where they don't feel out of place, which is why I think it's like, it's just the way hip hop is right now. Hence why I'm saying, even use, like, it's working, guys. I don't know if you see what I'm seeing. But yeah, I think with regards to the song, man, I think this was a beautiful track, man. I think this was one of those tracks where, like, the title Big Bro Theory, like, you could see here, it's the uncle speaking, you know what I'm saying, like, oh my lube, like, that's really what it was. But yeah, man, I think Questa and Kid X here, from a rapping perspective, honestly showed out, bro. Like, yeah, there was just a lot that kind of came through here. I'm sure Dwayne is gonna come through with quoting the bars, but nah, man, this was a brilliant song. 10 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, hey, bro, this is just outstanding when it came to bars, bro. Like, it was crazy from start to finish. Like, these guys gave you like a lyrical feast, bro, honestly. I think Questa here, bro, like, I mean, to be honest, it's hard to say, because Questa on every verse is one of those rappers is always gonna it's always gonna blow you away. But you know, Kid X as well, like, for him to really match that level, bro, like, I was really surprised. And like, I know Kid X can rap, he can spit, but yeah, I just think he really raised the bar and he really met Questa in the middle with this. So that was really dope to hear.
And the beat slowed down for
Ish, him, bro. Like, the beat, you know, when slowed down when the beat bars, changes, you gotta be serious, bro. You can't play around, dog. When it changes for you, dog. Nah, you can't come with nonsense. So I really do appreciate what they did on this track. Just a one or two bars. Yo, Questa, a simple bar, but it's like the bars that Questa can give you, even the simplicity in those bars, bro. Like, he says, not that they shit is cheesy. I'm just saying, I'm already greater. Like, just in that line, bruh. Come on, bruh. You know what I'm saying? Then he says, let's make it all V1. I'll smoke every rapper breathing. These are pro kids' lungs, bruh. Hey, bruh, nah. What? Doug, and even going back to what I said earlier, just feeling like he could have even incorporated a pro kid if he was still here with us on that track, and just carrying that essence and carrying it through onto this track as well. Like, that's crazy. It just shows you, just conceptually, he really thought this project through, and it shows through a song like this as well. Yeah. And, you know, this song also kind of reflects the cover to me, like just sitting a boy down on the couch and saying, let me talk to you, my boy, let me saying, like, it just depicts that so nicely. So yeah, this was dope for me.
It was so good to hear X again, man. It's been such a long time, and I think the game has really moved on from that era of hip-hop, but this is a good reminder, you know. And I don't know, man, this is an incredible verse from X. And of course, like we said, Questa brought his thing, he does what he does, but it was just nice to hear both of them on a song again after so many. I can't remember the last time they had a song together, actually. I don't remember the last time. But what I do remember is that they were behind a critical shift in hip hop years ago. Remember when Cass blew up with that other song?
Weren't they on the same label back then?
Yeah, the Black Label thing. But prior to that, I think it was 2013, they had the song together. I'm forgetting the name of the song. I wish I could remember, because that song basically inspired a lot of hip-hop artists to shift their sound. From that one song, people started doing songs like Gusheshe, Kara Kara, and all of those other songs. But when you trace it back, when you, like, really, really trace it back...
Was it Boom Shakalaka, Doug?
Boom Shakalaka.
Yeah. It was that song. I think so. I'm not sure. I just remember them on that song together.
Either way, yeah. So it's just nice to hear these guys back again, you know, doing something so refreshing. And they're just rapping. Yeah. They didn't try to make a hit. Yeah, they didn't try to, you know, they just said, let's just rap, man.
Yeah.
And they rapped. And it felt so good. 10 out of 10 song, definitely. And then we get into a shift on the album, sonically, I guess lyrically too. The next few songs, first one, Nyawo Zami, featuring Ntombezinhle Mdungwa. What are we saying about Nyawo Zami?
Yeah, man, I think this was, you could genuinely feel the shift now heading into the second half. I think when it came to this second half, like, it didn't, what am I gonna say, just with the second half, I think what I really liked is that this was still all like Ukwesta, still, you know what I mean? Like, as much as it's changing, as much as there's a different set of artists now that are featuring, so to some extent maybe pulling away a bit from the hip hop-y in a sense, when we're talking, like, you know, features with Autopsy and Ntombezinhle and Black Diamond, whatever it is, but like, it still feels like Questa. So I think when it comes to this part of the project, really enjoyed that, and I think it was good just to kind of add a different aspect to the ear, just from a listening perspective. But I think when we're talking about this song, I think this was for me just trying to soak into the shift and kind of understand where we're going, especially from a first listen. But yeah, man, I think this was good. I really like the feature in terms of what was done here, and I like how this project overall, but I mean, that's also just a testament to Questa and his art, is very much authentically SA, you know, just in the different pockets that it kind of fits in, but yeah, man, this was also a really cool listen.
Yeah, definitely. I will say, from this point out, the features on the project just kill it, bro.
Like, oh, 100%. You know,
especially when it comes to the vocals, bro. Like, yo, it's different. It's really different. So this was kind of a nice introduction to kind of getting into the second half, as Mpilo stated. Just kind of getting the feels for it. Yeah, man, there's not too much I can say. I would say, like, Questa's cadence on here, I would say, is just so fitting for this type of production. Well-produced song. But yeah, I think that's where I'll leave it for you.
Yeah. And then we got Joy featuring Kosa's and a daughter. I've seen Kosa's and his name online everywhere,
but features, I've never clicked, especially in like,
piano scene, you know. And you guys know I don't listen to a lot of piano, but I do see the name popping up now and then. So I know, like, you know, the names of people like Baba Alwa and all these people, but I just don't really know a lot of their music. And so it was nice to sort of like have Nkosazana being brought into sort of like my world, which is like, you know, hip hop and pop, whatever. I wasn't really familiar with her game entirely. I knew she had like, she has like a unique voice in a sense, but like, it was just nice to hear her next to a rapper, even though Chris was not like rapping heavy on here. He's just vibing, but it was still a nice collaboration, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I can't lie. I thought I was going to hate. Like, I thought, you know, as soon as he did boom, boom, I'm like, oh, piano.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean? Like, always expect that.
Me too.
No, 100%. As soon as you hear the love drum. I'm a hip hop artist. The love drum. Like, gosh, let's stop. But nah, man, I think this was fire, bro. I think this was actually really seamless. I think it, you know, also to bring in, because I'm not sure, actually, you know, when other hip hop artists tried double in this piano thing for one track or two tracks on a project, I don't think they even bring in any piano people, really. Like, it's just them on the beat trying to do it. So this, I think, is like I think it shows you the formula when you bring in either a vocalist or whatever, a producer, I don't know what it is, but like someone who seriously works within that lane, there's a way for it to kind of come together in such an authentic way as well, which I think is what happened here in this project, or in the song specifically. But then I guess that's also down to Questa as well, because I think, like, it didn't, even the way that he kind of delivered on this track didn't feel different, which is why I'm like, some artists when they try to execute piano or Afro beats or whatever, like, it just sounds so different from even them. So, which is why you tend to end up losing that authenticity. But yeah, man, I think this was fun. I really like this. I enjoyed this.
Yeah, man. Kosazana on this hook, bro. Like, she floated on this thing. Like, I also wasn't familiar with her. Like, again, like C said, saw the name everywhere. But I was just like, hey, you know, I always see these piano names, but hey, I never click, bro. You know? Unless I know somebody there. But yeah, man, this was really, really dope. I really like that. Like you said, just it felt like she came more so into the hip hop world more so than they just try to go for some piano smash, and I really appreciate that. That was really dope. The production was really beautiful on here. I don't know, man. I just think that Questa on here, this is the only time, bro. This is the only time I feel like he could have done a little better, just because I was expecting so little from the song. Then the hook gave me so much, but then he came like really chill.
Well, he came too relaxed.
He was too relaxed. I was like, nah, Questa, bro. You needed to come with your top tier, you know? I mean, for Questa's level, it's still good, but you know, when we talk about greatness from him, you know what it is. But you know, it's still a good song. Yeah, I still enjoyed it. I'm still dope, so yeah, man. Shout out to them for this.
And then we have
Shia. Yep. Another banger boy. Now that I deep in the second half, was
my quarter.
Like, what?
Dog. Yo.
But here's the thing, right?
Nah,
Chris and Marco never.
Hey, never, bro. Never.
Like, there's never been a time, bro, where Chris worked with Marco and then they just never. No, dude.
Yeah.
They always get it right.
Dark.
And so, yeah, man, this it's one of those ones that you play in the 325 IS, but you just, you know, this is, this is such a vibe. 325,
boy.
Yeah, the 325 vibe, boy. You're just there, you know. You're driving, you know, 20Ks an hour.
Hey, boy, this is a summertime afternoon.
Good emotion, bro.
Well, I'm in Cape Town, so I have to say that the Chapman's Peaks and the whatnots, you know what I'm saying?
Chapman's Peaks.
The Camps Bays and the whatnot. But, like, yeah, man, this song is fire, C-point. Bro. I can't lie. Like, this song is fire, dog. Yeah. Nah, for real.
Nah.
Oh, so I'm going to say nah. But yeah, that's all I have to say, bro. It's just like, also just switch up in terms of what the song is, because it's not hip hop to what its core is, but like, going into there's a log drum. But like, yeah, man. Ah, this was good, bro. This was so good. Like, this is one of the songs you just listen to and you feel it, boy. But yeah.
Yeah, no. Like C say, Marco and Questa together, never miss. SK or SQ, I think it is another name that I've seen a lot, never really tapped into, but I also like what he did on here. Dope. Yeah, man, this is a radio number for me. Like you say, this is a cruising number. Production on here, top tier, but what more can you expect from Marco, dog? Questa's voice on these spacey, Kwaito-esque, hip-hoppy beats, always too clean, bro, too clean. It's just suited for this type of beat for me. Yeah, man, so just another banger from them. I loved it. One of my favorite songs on this project for sure. And yeah, shout out to the boys for this one. This was fire.
And then we got that song featuring Tubbsy. And it's Say Me.
Yeah, Say Me.
Yeah.
Guys, Tubbsy is an underrated vocalist on the hook. Like, now that I was deeping it, I was like, the amount of times she's popped up on the track and killed it, like, on the hook or whatever it is.
It's just nice to see her, you know, still active. Like, a lot of the time, she just, it feels like she's overlooked a lot of the time. But also, I don't want to say that because I'm not really sure about her output of
she don't drop that much, I think,
because like sometimes artists are consistent and they're dropping, but then they're just not getting the looks, and another time a very talented artist
is just not active enough.
Yeah. So I'm not I don't want to say that, you know, she's been overlooked, but it feels like that to me right now. I have to go back and check how much she's put out, you know, but like,
yeah, for me, it's so Fridays.
Exactly. For me, like, she's so scarce to the point that, like, when I heard her, I'm like, oh, she's still active. Like, she's still making
exactly.
music.
Exactly.
That's the thing that I got.
I was even surprised.
It.
Oh, Tubbsy.
But then I'm like, oh, it's Questa, of course. It makes sense. Yeah. You know, yeah, it makes sense.
Big hits.
Exactly. So, enjoyable song. Yeah, no notes from me. What are you guys' thoughts on Say Me?
Nah, man, I just think in general, like, these two know how to make a love song in general. So when it comes to that, and it just comes to the bar, comes to the hook, yeah, man, I think the standard that they've obviously set for themselves within this sound is really good. So I think they really carried on that momentum or kept it consistent, really. Yeah, but man. I think Tubbsy's vocal performance here was great, man. Yeah. I really liked on the hook for this one.
Yeah. Outstanding vocal performance. Like, yo, Questa with these hooks, choosing the person for the hook, he's not missing, bro. Tubbsy just smashed it. To have this previous song with such a dope hook from Nkosazana, bro, and then coming to Tubbsy, yo, it's phenomenal, bro, honestly. Credible hook. Layering of the vocals was also flawless. Shout out to whoever engineering there too. Now Questa's verses here were on point for sure. Like, I feel like he knew I can't miss again. You know, yeah, I gotta make sure. So definitely songwriting was strong, on point. Just one bar to quote when he says, "Let's talk about rings. What the hell are we fighting for, bro?" Like, ish, bro.
Ush,
Questa's just ush, with the ush, one-liners, ush, even, bro. He's just so ush. He's so good at it, bro. I don't even have to hit you with a parrot.
We understood, bro. We understood. No, we understood.
You know what I mean? So that was crazy, bro. That was just really crazy. So, man, shout out to them. They really cooked on this.
And then next, we got Kilim featuring The Voice, Black Diamond. Hey, yay, yay. So at this point of the album, like, I kept checking who's on the next song, who's on the next song. And when I saw that Black Diamond was featured, I knew what the song would sound like.
Even before he was waiting vibes.
Give me a vibe, dude. I was like, ah, boy.
It's time to get married.
Man, guys, Black Diamond, I love these guys, bro. Like, from the very beginning, you know, I've been supporting. So
I feel like that's cap.
It was nice to see them finally link. And yeah, Kilimu, dog, you know, even the title, you knew what it's about. Like, you know, they're about to hit you with them love songs and those bars and, you know, those punchlines that you can use on your honey and all that.
If we have, for those who have, do what you need to do and then I will have. Do what you need to do. Send that message and then we can chop, bro.
This episode is sponsored by Below My Chest.
By the way, just so that you win. Yeah.
But yeah, guys, Kilim featuring Black Diamond, what are we saying?
Yeah, I would lie, this sounded like a Black Diamond track, bro. Like, it's the art of the feature, bro. But I think, yeah, they killed it, bro. I think Black Diamond's one of those, like, that duo where, you know, they very rarely go wrong on the track. Yeah. I think there's a lot of balance. And yeah, man, I think this was really, really cool to hear. I think they more so shone on this than Questa, but still a really, really beautiful song to listen to.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys were hating on Black Diamond once at one point.
Ooh.
But
ooh.
You guys.
Ooh.
Both of y'all niggas.
That's cap.
Let me say this.
Bro, go back to whatever episode and find it.
Go back to Twitter. Clip it. Let me tell you. Go back to Twitter.
Diamond.
2020. I'm like, yo, shout out to Black Diamond. I hope they blow up one day. No one knew who these niggas were at the time.
That's what you tweeted.
Literally.
Hey, for Lauren.
And they'd just been, I think they'd either just been signed or they're about to be signed to Ambitious. Yeah. No songs out at the point, I think. One song was out. Yes.
Even back then.
One song. They debut single. Since then, so like, Dev and all of them, like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I've been
Maybe I'm confusing y'all niggas with someone else, but. Cause I know that somebody was hating on Black Diamond.
I say you are.
These are my I'm sure there's a pillow.
I don't hate KZ niggas, bro. I don't hate on my niggas.
I'm a hater, but nah, come on, Black Diamond.
Okay, my bad, my fault. Anyway, guys, this song definitely just gives me there. You in the convoy headed to the wedding, like, you know, this Black Diamond always gives me those feels, bruh. One day, if ever, I'm going to play them, bruh, at the wedding.
One day, if ever. Come on, bro.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I love these vibes. You know, especially when you're getting older, you want some just nice, cozy music. You don't want always, trap in the trap. Like, just something cool, something chill, the Sunday vibe. So I'm happy about this one, dog. It's a vibe.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Next, we got Lala Villegas, which was the lead single, I believe. That's what the research said. I don't know, but I may be wrong. But it looks like this was the lead single. Lala Villegas. What are your thoughts on this one?
Song sounds like it should have been in the first five tracks. Like, if we're talking via sequencing. Because I think, it was a bit of like a shock to come out of a Black Diamond Tubsy Cosas and a daughter feel to this.
Yeah.
But still, nothing wrong with it. I think, Cees, do you have any insights on how it performed as a single? Or just if it was, if people...
No, I've just been seeing on Twitter, I've been seeing the commentary on Twitter, people seem to be responding to it quite well.
Yeah.
I think there's a video out as well. I haven't seen the video. People just seem to be responding positively to this song, especially Nyaga Nyaga. and the one with Blackie.
Okay.
Those seems to be the big song that people are responding to.
Okay, yeah, no, but I mean, this definitely makes sense as a single. I think, you know, you always want to add in that fact so that people can turn up or whatnot. But yeah, man, this was cool. This was cool. Obviously, we're coming to the end, so I was definitely in that low vibrations bag. But this was also nice.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I think the placement of the song kind of kills the energy a bit for me. This is definitely something that should come higher up. And here it's just very misplaced. It's kind of we're in the feels bag here, and it just sticks out too much. It's an okay song, but honestly, personally, I'm over songs like this. Like the hypey songs, like, I kind of get conceptually what he did. It was kind of nice. But yeah, I don't know. I just don't feel like this song really contributes to the album. You know, conceptually, I do get it, but I don't know. Just sonically, I don't really vibe with songs like this, or just within this within the context of this project. So I don't know. But it's an okay song for me. There's better singles, I feel, here.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would have been better if it was part of the first half of the album, like Bilo was saying. Yeah, because La La Villa, guys, once again, this is going back to the nostalgia thing.
Yeah.
Back in, you know, the day when soccer was still like
the be all and end all, bro.
Yeah, when like you're still selling our stadiums every weekend, like, yeah. This is what people used to say. You know, we had Villagas on the pitch, and it was always that thing of, like, you know, Lala Villagas. And so he's taking that and, like, flipping it, yeah. Because, you know, that's his family name as well. Yeah, there's, like, that connection of, like, identity of there, you know, because it is the Big Bro theory anyway. So
he's going to be talking sense. About,
you know.
Yeah.
It's just the placement, yeah. And I hear what you're saying, there isn't like the sound and like the style of music at this point. I get that,
yeah,
as well. So yeah, it's I understand why it was a single, like the lead single.
Yeah,
go with, you know, he went with the one that's, I guess, representing him and his identity,
yeah,
in a sense. But yeah, outside of that, there's other singles on this one, but better, yeah, choices. And then, of course, we get to the end, Out of Love, featuring another artist who I was delighted to see and hear on a song once again, featuring Amanda Black. Out of Love, what are we saying with this one, the closer?
But I don't know what it is. But I don't know what it is, but, like, this is such a quest to close it, dog. Like, this sounds like such a quest to closer, but in a good way, obviously, because, like, you always expect, definitely, like that closing where, like, there's always something that you can take from it, bro. And yeah, I think this was genuinely that. I think seeing Amanda Black as a feature definitely brought in some excitement, and obviously, from a vocal perspective, she's one of those artists that are untouchable, you know. And yeah, man, I think this was a brilliant closer. I think it was good for her to kind of come out in the end, and just, yeah, kind of end it off on that note, man. So yeah, this was a really nice way to kind of finish the project. I think, yeah, we got our final bars and our final bit of introspection to take with. But yeah, this was cool.
Yeah, Out of Love should have definitely finished the project for me. In terms of just the last track should have went earlier, and but not sequencing wise. But yeah, man, of course, another outstanding hook. I think Questa just he just knew every hook that is sung on this project will be outstanding, and it definitely was, bro. Yeah, production, I will say one thing I don't like, bro. I don't know if this is just a me thing, but I don't like hopeful beats, bro. You know, in fact, I don't like hopeful songs at all, bro. The songs which give you hope, I hate that shit.
Bro. There's no way. Like, there's no way.
Nah, I'm just.
There's no way.
Nah, I'm telling you, I just don't like
hopeful
that.
Hopeful music.
Nah, bro, come on, dog. Like, who wants hope, bro? I'm listening to music for sadness and, like, for feel, bro. I don't want you to give me hope, dog. But other than that, I think.
Who wants hope?
But yeah, man. Yeah, I just think that for me personally, it's just not the sounds for my earlobes. But yeah, man, it was a good outro. It was a nice way to sort of finish the album in a Questa-esque style. And yeah, it did what it needed to do. So shout out.
Yo, I don't even know what to say, man. Like, you've just triggered my mind to go in a different direction right now, dude. Who wants hope? Fuck. So in closing, The Big Bro Theory by Questa. I think that it's really nice to see Questa still making music at this level, you know, 2 decades in. I think he's still very, very sharp as an MC. He is tapped in to the game just based on the features that he was able to bring into his world. Everyone brought their A game. They understood what was what was expected of them. They understood the moment and they, you know, they brought it. And the production on this album as well plays a huge, huge role in terms of just being that canvas for Questa to play around on, and, you know, create beautiful moments. And I think that it was a very interesting theme and narrative. And I think it was a strong theme and narrative that he managed to pull off. The album was quite consistent throughout. And I think that, yeah, regardless of how you look at it, as far as hip hop goes, Questa is top 10 of all time in SA. And that's just what it is, man. Closing thoughts, guys. What are we saying?
Yeah, man, I think Big Bro Theory was a dope project. I think did what it needed to do. And yeah, that's how the OGs need to drop their projects, bro. Like, you know? I think it was really, really refreshing and just, yeah, I guess a reminder to not forget where we came from, kind of thing. But yeah, shout out Questa, this is fire.
Yeah, man, definitely. I do appreciate the fact that this project to me feels like an album from Questa that, you know, it can be consumed by so many, dog. You know, it caters to many, and it highlights the best of what Questa does. You know, he doesn't shy away from who he is. His identity is still very firm within the music. You know, and I love that about Questa. And also within the OGs, he's one of the guys who's still giving us great music. Like C said, it's not going to this other funny place where we're just like, yo, what is this guy doing, bro? You know, it's still true to him. It still sounds like him, but there's still elevation and growth. And I think it's displayed in this album. And it's nice that he's stepping into that big bro position, into that OG position. And he's doing it the right way. So yeah, man, with this project, I think it was done very well. Shout out to everybody who handled production, who featured, who contributed in any way, because this is a really, really good piece of work, really good body of work. So yeah, shout out, man.
Yes, sir. All right. Yeah, Questa, The Big Bro Theory. This has been a great episode. My name is CZ Ray, and I was not alone. I was joined by my brethren, Bula Might Just and Prince Dreyz. Until next time, stay shining, peace and love.
Deuces.
Yo, hope.